Yes, sir.
Rolling.
All right.
Bob, how good does it feel to break that streak?
Yeah, again, I was enlightened earlier today, so I missed the last trip here, but you could feel it there at the end. You're just trying to get a win in, so even though it got a little bit dicey, a W is a W, and so that streak is broken, right?
Yeah. Your thoughts on Sean's performance tonight?
Good. You know, he had probably his lowest velo of the year tonight. You know, he's throwing some 88s and some 89s, and but again, you know, we talked about he finds a way to manage that at times, and you know, whether it's more change-ups, whether it's a slider, whether it's, you know, a little different gap between the slider and the fastball and the change-up, he finds a way to do it, and you know, did his thing tonight and gave us a quality start and got a W.
How encouraging to see the offense open up a little bit and get some long balls with some runners on base at that.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier today. This is a good place to hit. Don't be, you know, I know it hasn't been kind here in the past, but I think it was pretty spirited BP today. And, you know, Jake led it off. We scored a run in the first inning, which always kind of takes a little bit of the tension off. We're able to add on and just enough to win a game.
CJ did it on both sides of the field today with that great play to start things off, and also with the big 3-1 home run. And how significant was it that it was on a breaking pitch, which he had trouble with the first time up here?
Yeah, he's really, you know, he's trying to shorten his swing, getting a little bit longer look at the ball, trying to get into some at-bats and some counts and so forth. And, you know, for young players, that can be tough to do. You can talk about it all you want, but once you get to the plate, the big leagues, when you're young, you want to be aggressive and you want to swing early in the count, which he did with the first at-bat. But you know, was comfortable enough to get a breaking ball and see it and put a big swing on it, because obviously the key hit of the game.
CJ, he's had some struggles. He seems to have handled them all pretty well. What have you noticed kind of his demeanor in terms of how he's kind of handled the grind and how he's worked himself back into some good at-bats?
I talked about that in spring training. I think that his best attribute is the confidence that he has in himself. And, you know, when you're a rookie at the big league level, you better have it when you go through struggles. And he's gone through some struggles. He's never looked like it really affects him too much. It doesn't look like he's down. He works hard both on his offense and his defense, and it's starting to pay some rewards for him right now.
Power's not the biggest tool that he has, but do you think there's some of it there? I mean, if he can get that swing kind of back, what you said?
There is some power. We're trying to back him off a little bit from that. You know, younger players who do have power want to try to hit the ball at the ballpark. And, you know, when you're first big league at bat, or I don't know, in the first game he hit a home run the other way, you know, we're trying to shorten the swing up a little bit. So, and if you go look at that swing off the breaking ball, it was pretty short stroke. He was short to the ball there. So I think he's going to be a guy that's going to hit quite a few home runs. He just needs to work into that.
How much is Nabil solidifying himself in a role of medium high leverage?
Yeah, it was the pitch count. You know, I wasn't shying away from Garcia. You know, it was more the pitch count, getting out of the seventh to allow him to go back out for the eighth. So threw a lot of pitches today, but got through it, and you know, one plus in a big game that we needed to win.
How much do you marvel at his cool, be it a four pitch walk or be it a double that scores a run?
Right.
He's up there throwing 91 and throwing that changeup like nothing happened.
Yeah, and you know, I think he's starting to get really good feel for teams that are looking for his off speed too, and they'll start throwing some fastballs. You saw some bad swings at his fastball today. Kind of identifying he and Alfaro about guys that were sitting on breaking balls as well.
How crazy is this place for a manager?
You have to be patient, but you know, it's there's probably a couple more runs involved in this place than anywhere else, and balls fly, they stay in the air a little bit longer. So, I mean, I'm glad I don't have to do it every day.
I know where Trent was positioned, and it looked like that ball knuckled, but did it?
Okay. It took a left turn, is what it looked like for me. I thought he had a really good jump on it. Line drive, he read it well. It just shot to the other side on him.
So entirely the way the ball was moving is that?
I believe so, yeah.
How big for Tyler Rogers to do that in front of his home crowd?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, that's, you know, there are a lot of things, a lot of emotions going on when, you know, from the streak to have some runners on base to, you know, a lot of people around. It can be a bit much, but finished it off, got a save, and happy bus ride back to the hotel.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Mike Schiltz, like you're a Swiss Army knife, huh?
Yeah, he's been doing a little bit of everything at me, so I'm glad we have enough pocket for me.